All right. All right. All right. All right. Well, I'd like to introduce the next presentation here at the Planet MicroCap Showcase Vancouver in association with Small Cap Discoveries. Now presenting is Steve Smith from ZTEST.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep, we are ZTEST Electronics. We're on the CSE. Green, go. I don't think I'll read that. I think everybody knows that says. We operate through our wholly owned subsidiary out of North York, Permatech Electronics. We engage in printed circuit board assembly. We have a 21,000 foot square foot facility in North York, and we have a variety of customers: computer, telecommunications, electronics, trucking. A printed circuit board, I can read all that, but really what it is they're utilized to make electronic components work. In essence, they're the roadmap for everything out there today. Obviously, old televisions, et cetera, had their wires and tubes, and now everything is connected through all the components of a electronic device is connected through a printed circuit board. The resistors and capacitors allow all components to function. Excuse me. We're an IPC Class 3 compliant facility. We manufacture custom boards, a wide variety. We also provide materials management. If a schematic comes, obviously we can process that. All materials to build boards and whatever is needed. We don't make circuit boards. We just assemble them. 40 years in business, that turnaround time obviously is tantamount to keeping our customers. We're ISO 9001, and reliability, never have had a recall of any board, and that's quite a process on the manufacturing side. Automation, tapes get printed on the boards, not one, the testing and the retesting is the reliability of this company has allowed for an extreme stickiness of customers over the years. Cost effectiveness. And we just installed a couple of new machines. That's critical when it comes to your customers saying, well, how old are your machines? Are they going to break down on me? No, we just ordered, they were shipped, installed, and they've been functioning the last few months. Obviously, going back to printed circuit boards, they're used in everything. World wouldn't function without them. It's not going to be a beta VHS. This is going to be something that's going to be obviously permeating the macro market. $80 billion in 2024, looking at $100 billion by 2029. Advanced technologies. 5G, AI. We serve a myriad of different industries: trucking, electronics, wireless, mining, medical, power. Some examples: we design or we assemble the boards for equipment used in medical. Gas detection meters, remote car starters, garbage trucks is interesting. Those are the ones like in Vancouver or Toronto or one man garbage trucks, the arms. Excuse me, that's not as prevalent in the United States right now. We are working with a retrofitter down there, and that contract looks promising. RF technology. We're not military certified, but we do work through a company that is. more examples, smart factory computers and VoIP, power grid switches, seed feeders, snow plows, leak detectors, elevator controls, test equipment for aviation. Our revenues have been growing. A lot of it was riding on the pandemic ending, a lot of supply chain issues being solved. But, excuse me, that is a testament to Saran and his team, again, on their quality and the fact that they've never had a return on a single board. So they're gaining and gleaning clients. They're, a lot of times people ask me, is there recurring revenue? That's a siren song, obviously, of a technology company. But no recurring revenue. But the stickiness of this company, of the client, of the customers of this company is outstanding. So we're... Total revenues, people ask, are you going to be able to maintain that pace? No. On an absolute level, obviously the growth rate has been extraordinary over the last 8 quarters. Can we maintain the absolute growth rate? No, but can we maintain where we are on the revenue side and our margins? Yes. Again, quarterly, we're adding to the bottom line. Every month, and that will continue as well. Without giving anything away, our order book is fairly strong over the next 12 months. Share structure, 41 million fully diluted. With the private placement we did 4 months ago, that just came free trading. That was 1.26 million plus the cash that we accumulate every month. That gives us 2.6 million that we're sitting on in cash right now. Our share price was 27, I think it was up today. So our market cap is around 10 million and our EV is about 7.6. I'm the CEO and president. We've got a good board. Mike Kindy's been with the company. He's the CFO, VP of finance. He's been with the company more than 25 years. Bill Johnson, our director, legal, he's been with the company for more than 25 years as well. Dean Tiliakos and Dave Barnett, we just added. Dave's a CFA and also a considerable amount of experience in evaluating manufacturing operations. That's what we felt we added somebody very strong on that side to our board. Thank you. It's easier to answer questions than any questions. Yeah.
How have you managed to stay competitive and keep your clients in an industry that, you know, typically has gone offshore? Like I think of Celestica, who used to be a PCB contract manufacturer, and, you know, they got out of it years ago, like 15, 20 years ago.
Are you talking about PCB manufacturing or...
Oh, sorry, the printed circuit board assembly. They're right. PCBAs. They were PCBAs too.
I think the ability, and again, it's a very intricate process, obviously, but not one single return in all these years has allowed for, you know, you get a client and they say, I need 3,000 boards, nothing goes wrong with them. Nothing goes wrong with them this year, next year. You get pretty sticky. So that's, it's not something, I don't think anybody goes out there and says, I need a circuit board and then Googles it, try to find it. I think that they know who they're looking for. And once Permatech gleans or gains a client, they just don't seem to lose them. So that's the ability and the reliability, I think, is allowing them to keep them.
Okay, and then the following question to that. So what's the biggest hindrance to sort of sustained growth for a company like this?
I guess that's the same in the same line is that, you know, how do you steal away somebody from somebody else that's they're happy with? Can it be price? We're not the cheapest, but obviously it's a big word of mouth industry. And once you again, once you get the reputation of being absolutely reliable, then the word starts to spread. And that's what's happening for Permatech right now in Ontario. So the hindrance is this is getting out there and knocking on doors and trying to see if you can get some clients away from people. Any others? Yeah.
1 second. Your gross margins have been on a pretty steady climb upward, pretty impressive. Is that do you have some fixed cost base in your cost of goods sold, or is that driven by more pricing?
Yeah, the gross margins might get affected moving forward with some inflationary pressure on the cost of product sales. Depreciation might come into it as well. Is your question, are we going to be able to maintain the same margins? I think that we might have some pressures on the cost of product sales side, and but I think that we can maintain those margins moving forward.
Is it just workers assembling the individual pieces for you?
No, in twofold. There are some that that are very intricate that they might have 15 capacitors and 20 resistors on a board that could be hand assembled, but a lot of them are machines. They have tape of the resistors and capacitors flowing through, and it's quite impressive. Yeah, it's that's where the two new machines came in. It's being reliable. Yeah, it's automated.
Okay, so then the new machines, do they give you access to the ability to do some different work? Or?
Yes. Good question. That it gives the ability to give more intricate jobs for sure, and quicker turnaround.
And what would you say the capacity is of the business? I'm assuming you kind of a fixed footprint for space.
That's a good question, and that goes into how are we going to grow. Are we at capacity? No, we only run one shift. And they go home at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So I mean, that's Saran says that he would love to work on Saturdays. He can manage organically without having to hire. Usually people have their hand up to do overtime right now. Hiring is not an easy issue, in this industry. But he's obviously looking for more employees. So that's on the organic side. We have quite a room. For capacity, and then obviously, the other idea is to look for something that we could add on vertically or.
Yeah. Is the machine operated by someone that's are they quite qualified, like a CNC machine operator? Is that kind of the skill set that's required to run the machine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's the labor pool for the stuff that's a little more simpler? Where do you, what's the skill requirement for that?
Yeah, that I'm not sure if they would like to take somebody in and train them. He probably could and probably would, but I think when I was talking to him about, he's advertising obviously everywhere in regards to interviewing. He's looking for experience at this moment. Maybe we'll go for higher hanging fruit per se, I guess, right now. But the last thing you want to do is have, something get returned. First time in 15 years.
Yeah, that damages your brand for sure.
Absolutely.
So sorry if I'm hogging the microphone. Oh, good. I like the sound of my voice. So, when I think of a capacity standpoint, so one shift, so we're 30-40% capacity given what you have right now. Is that fair?
Time motion study, I don't know.
Okay.
If you look at it, again, they're working from 8 o'clock till 3 o'clock, and then you could do a night shift.
Okay.
So that's that double. I guess, but and then again, you're on labor constraints too.
Yeah. What percentage of like the revenue goes through the more complicated equipment? And I'm assuming it's like a dishwasher, like you load it and it's just got to do its job. You're monitoring it. You
what
can't speed it
percentage
up.
more complicated? That's a good question. I don't have an answer for that one.
Okay.
More, I can
More?
say.
Is it like more than half even?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
And
quicker, obviously.
then is that your competitors there? I'm assuming like that's where the differentiation can come from is the more complicated pieces. And that's where you're likely, when you said you win a customer by like stealing them if they have an issue, that probably comes
Yes.
from the more high,
Yes.
like the machine.
Well, I guess Snowplow has 12 printed circuit boards in
Okay.
it. Like some, you know, tell them, or your fridge might have three. You know, your sensors say it's, you know, it's -2 here, time to turn on the fan. So the circuit board obviously is what allows, again, it's like the roadmap. It allows all the components to work. So how do you can the machine? Yeah, it can do a lot more complicated jobs, that's for sure. You get a nowadays, I guess circuit boards came back in World War II, I guess.
Yeah.
I think the Germans actually in their U-boats, I don't think they're accredited as much. They're the ones who started it, you know, rather than tubes and wires in a submarine. But that's when they really started to come into effect, and then obviously the U.S. military. But what how complicated they are now, they all come on a schematic. Obviously, you know, you don't have to sit there like an engineer doesn't come in and say, here's what I think this is going to have to
Yeah.
work, you know, Ohm's law, and here's where this resistor goes to. No, everything comes on a schematic, and so if it's very, very complicated, it's obviously going to be able to be utilized in that machine.
What are the contracts like? I'm trying to think of, it's kind of like, it sounds like a production type facility. Like you run a, you know, I don't know how many of these boards you have in a contract, like 1,000 or 10,000. It just kind of lasts a few weeks and then the machine has the next job come. It
Yes,
gets like
exactly.
reconfigured.
Yes.
So like what's the changeover in the machine time for between the
Not
project and then
much.
not much? Okay.
No. Yeah, I mean, you've got the board set. It comes in, and again, it's funny with the resistors and capacitors because they're on a real
Yeah.
tape, and they just get set and printed on.
And then do the contracts have like, are they big enough that you work through like milestone payments, or is it just like 60 days after they get the delivery, or 30 days after they get the
Yeah,
delivery, they got to send the
30,
cash?
30, 60,
Okay.
rarely 90. Yeah,
Okay.
no. And then we don't really have any bad debts. I think the last bad debt that Permatech ever had was 2019, I believe, for like $1,200. And
Okay.
so it's, I mean,
That's
they
not a
don't,
concern.
they're good. They get paid.
And the like there's enough different products coming through all the time that you don't have a lot of exposure to like one specific circuit
Client
board.
concentration?
Not just the client, but like even the product concentration. 'Cause like I'm assuming you can have Samsung come in and they want like a fridge circuit board and then they want a different product circuit
Yes.
board. So
Yes.
you don't have a lot of product concentration then.
No.
No.
Yeah, they're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, only from 8 till 3 in the afternoon, so
Yeah.
he could be busier.
Yeah. It's interesting. Okay. Thanks, Matt, for my call.
No problem.
The growth in the last few years, you touched on it, but what would the mix be between new customers or more with the same customers between the two?
That's a good question. You mean in regards to potentially, and again, we refer to slide 2, forward-looking statement. If you're referring to moving from hopefully, you know, 8, 10,
No, I'm
well,
not asking for a level, just what's been driving it to date.
new customers, yeah, has driven us up to where we are right now. And can we maintain? Can we make them stick? Yeah, we believe so. Yeah. And now it's just a challenge of adding more and how to do that. The good thing is we can plan for that now. Absolutely, one way or another. This company hadn't had to, didn't have the luxury of having cash in the bank for many, many years. And now with $2.6 million and growing every month, now we have the ability, you know, we don't have to hire management consultants or in regards to trying to get a plan on how to grow organically or through acquisitions. And again, that refers to slide two, forward-looking statement. That now we can consider those possibilities at length and in detail and with, you know, some outside help.
Would you mind describing your company's org chart?
I'm sorry?
Would you mind describing your company's org chart?
Organization?
Yeah.
The Zetest, in essence, is a holding company. I guess you could call it a holding company. It's a public vehicle for Permatech. Permatech is 100% sub. So I'm really the CEO of Zetest, and so making sure that on the public side, everything runs smooth. You know, we're in the middle of an audit, and you know, we have your Form 7s, et cetera, and also, you know, conversing with the capital markets. And then Mike Kindy is the CFO. Again, he's been around 20-plus years with Permatech and Zetest. So he's the CFO. The blended, obviously, financials. Zetest is, again, being 100%, or Permatech being 100% sub. So then you move to Saran, who is the president of Permatech, and he's been president for the last year and a half, and he's a driving force, obviously, behind a lot of the growth that's been occurring. And we have one salesman, and that's something that we'd like to augment. And we have our legal, Bill Johnstone, who's a director now, and he's been around for 25-plus years as well. So it's lean in regards to organization. Then we have 34 employees, and we have a couple of directors, Dean Tiliakos and Dave Barnett, both businessmen. Dave has been added again, as I mentioned, a great amount of experience on evaluating on the manufacturing side, so that's useful. So that's pretty well the gist of our management structure.
And then the other ownership that you have in another company?
We own 25% of a company called Conversance. We seeded that company back in 2017. And that, thank you. That the thought was to take that public. But they haven't, they were a blockchain crypto concern. That didn't pan out. We hope for the best for them. We own 25% of that. They're on our books at a dollar, so anything we can glean for that would be advantageous. And that's the only other thing that we have a piece of is Conversance out of Kitchener, private company.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. I've got 2 minutes left now.
Any other questions? Going once? Going twice? Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.